Peter Searle is the development coach at St Kilda Football Club. She's one of 10 women featured in an exhibition being held at Victoria University because she's been put on an honour roll. There's also Susan Alberti in this exhibition. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Lily. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. You must be rapt being on this little, on this honour roll of participants. It's the women in the West, people who have made a contribution.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a little bit overwhelming, actually, but to be alongside people like Sue Alberti, who, you know, I've looked up to and aspired to for a very long time, it's quite humbling.
There's also Joan Kerner. The late Joan Kerner is on the list. Alice Pung, the writer and lawyer. What do you have to do to get on such a list?
Yeah, actually, I tend to, I've obviously reflected about this, and I actually feel a little bit undeserving because I think there's a lot of women out there that do a lot of important work in terms of the women's space and, on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you only have to look at organisations like WIRE, which is Women's Information Referral Exchange, that work at the coalface day-to-day with women's issues. And basically all I do is I go to work each day and, help coach men. So I'm not quite sure what you have to do to get on it, but look, I'm very honoured, and I accept the responsibility that goes with my role in terms of influencing change.
What is the exhibition though, Peter?
It's about just telling the stories, I guess, of women that have achieved, and making these stories visible so that it creates, I guess, more role models or platforms for others to go off and aspire and achieve and have opportunities in whatever their talents and aspirations are.
Can I ask you, this is a question I was thinking about since we saw each other at the Sue Alberti breakfast.
Yes.
Would you like to be the development coach for the men's team, or would you like to be the senior coach of the women's team?
Yeah, well, if St Kilda had got a licence and had a team, I certainly would have been heavily involved in that, and I would have been very excited about that. But, I'm enjoying what I'm doing in the men's side. I'm continually growing and developing.
They said, do you want to coach the women or do you want to stay in a more junior role in the men? What would be a better career move for you?
I think, Libby, down the track, St Kilda will have a licence. And hopefully I'll be able to have my cake and eat it in two and be able to do both, which I think is very exciting.
Oh, yeah, because the women's season isn't as long as the men. They don't intersect, so that
That's
you could.
That's exactly right, yes. So I'm just, being patient and growing and getting better, and hopefully that will happen.
And then I can write a song about you.
Oh, excellent, because that song about Darcy was sensational. And in fact, I think it should go to number one on iTunes.
Okay, we'll fix some of the words up because maybe not with the way it stands at the moment.
Oh, the first draft was pretty good.
All righty. Gorgeous. Lovely to talk with you, Peter Searle. Congratulations. Bye-bye. Too.